let go and let God. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with Instant Illumination. Let go and let God. One of my students, long time friend, Stephens Dressley, writes, "Beloved Herb, the other day as I was driving home from a class, a thought crossed my mind. The thought said that any cause I'd like to see manifested, I could simply turn over to the divine, have any desire, affirm it, and then let the divine bring it into manifestation. Instead of saying I, Stefan, or my mind, having to believe in it, having to be convinced that it is, or as Jesus said, it is done unto you according to your belief, why not turn it over to the divine, let the divine take care of it, or as some philosophers had said, take your bloated nothingness out of the way of the divine circuits. Wouldn't that statement be in line with the idea that the divine take care of everything? Letting the divine really take care of everything? Jesus, too, had said, it's not me, the man Jesus, doing these things, but the Father within me doing it. But then again, you mentioned often that the disciples of Jesus couldn't do what Jesus did because they didn't believe. And Jesus said, ye of little faith, or if your belief is big enough, you will tell the mountain to move and it will move. Yet it would seem to take away doubt, worry, and panic if things can just be placed in the lap of the divine, and it would appear that the believer inner knowingness factor would become a little bit less dominant too. What's your thoughts on these things? Stefan asks. Well, now, that's a good question, isn't it? What's your thoughts on these things? Well, we have the thought about belief, and we think that belief is something unusual. We think that belief is something that's outside of us. Now, Rex has just heard something that made him think that there's something outside that needs his attention. So I'll have to... Well, Rex has come inside now, and he's thinking, okay, I'll stay inside and I'll chew on a bone here while I'm waiting for these sounds to pass outside, not to be disturbed. And back to Stefan's question there about our belief that needs to be enforced to bring about anything in our life. Well, what does belief really mean? Belief is also in the divine. Do you believe that the divine will bring this forth? Do you believe that the divine will manifest this? Well, I've been sharing a thought that varies just a little differently from this recently with the concept that all exists. All already exists. Now, this is not something brand new, but it's just something that we can bring up at this point. When you say that you have to have a belief to bring something forth, you have to give attention to something. Belief is giving attention to something. If you give attention to wholeness, then you are believing in wholeness and you're experiencing wholeness. If you're giving attention to wholeness and to the problem that you don't have wholeness, then you're giving a dualistic attention to things, and of course you're getting a dualistic experience. I think Stefan's desire here of letting the divine do it is really fantastic, because if we can have a divine dream catcher, a divine dream catcher that will catch our dreams, our desires, our choices for ourselves, and bring them forth, we would rather like that. I think it'd be a great idea too. And I'm sure Stefan would love it too. Let go and let God. These are simple things, simple phrases, simple considerations, but are we ready to let go and let God? Are we ready to let our dream catcher do the work? Are we letting our dream catcher bring forth, realize the things that are important to what we want? Are we ready to do that? And of course, the answer is we're not ready to do that. For if we are ready to do that, then we are ready to pay attention 100% to our dream catcher, to the divine within us, and pay attention 100% to the divine within us, and not get in the way of the divine, get in the way of the divine circuits, as Stefan mentioned, not get in the way of the divine circuits, but to get supportive of the divine circuits, supportive of what it is that we want. Now, if I take my dream catcher, the Indians made dream catchers many years ago, and they were quite positive and quite powerful for them, and it can be for us too. But they had a dream catcher, and these were special little nets that they made, and they're very beautiful in design and had very significant feathers and what have you that are in them. Now, the dream catcher was designed to catch the good dreams that you wanted. Now, the dream catcher could accidentally catch a bad dream. Now, it wouldn't be an accident. It would be what dream was up there. What dream are you going to tell your dream catcher that you want to catch? Do you want to catch just any old dream that you dream? Do you ever have any bad dreams or any dreams that are not harmonious with what you'd like to do? Well, certainly those are dreams we don't want to give a lot of attention to. But if we give attention to it, what happens? Those are the dreams that we bring forth in our life. What sort of a thing do we want to do? How do we want to live our life? What do we want our dream catchers to catch? What do we want our dream catchers to experience in our life? What do we want our dream catchers to bring forth into our life and experience? Do we want our dream catchers to bring forth happy dreams? Good dreams? Well, then we must dream happy dreams, good dreams. Yes, it is. It's done unto us according to our belief. And what our belief says is that this is our problem, or this is our solution. Now, when you dream of all things being in beautiful harmony and right action, and everybody is happy and everything's going along just wonderful, what happens to you? Well, what happens to you is that your life is filled with joy and peace and harmony. Now, when you dream of things that are inharmonious, when you dream of troubles, when you're worried, and those worries demonstrate themselves in your dreams, then that's what you dream about. Now, we think we'd like to just not have to believe. Well, what is belief? Belief is thought to be something that's kind of hard to touch. But belief is very easy to touch. Whatever we are thinking about, that's our belief. Did the disciples of Jesus go out and believe they could heal? Believe that they could carry out the teachings that Jesus had given them? No, they did not. They believed that Jesus could do it. They did not believe that they could do it. Now, they did have a belief. Oh, ye of little faith, a little belief. But they did have a belief, but they didn't have a belief in themselves. Now, actually, it went further than a belief in themselves. They didn't realize that everyone was already perfect And they had an attitude about themselves that kept them from seeing that. And what the disciples were to do was to work with the people to show them how to put the proper attitude in motion so that they would be able to experience the wholeness that they already are. This is the belief that we find so difficult to accept. It's done unto you according to your belief. Now, what is it you're thinking about? What is your attitude about yourself? That's your belief. Is your attitude about yourself that I'm a very fine person, I like me, I have a body that's whole and perfect? If that's your attitude about yourself? If that's your attitude about yourself, that'll be your experience. If that's not your attitude about yourself, then that'll not be your experience. Whatever our attitude is about ourselves, that's what our dream catcher will catch. And yes, it is the divine. The divine will bring these things forth. The divine will bring these things out in our life. The divine will do these things in our world and to our world and for us. The divine is who we are. And the divine is always there. And Stefan was very right in saying, can we just put this in the lap of the divine and let the divine do it? And the answer is, yes, we can. We can put it in the lap of the divine and let the divine do it. But if we're going to define the divine as our will or our choice or our experience, then that's what we're going to have. If you define the divine, if I define the divine as illness, then that's what I will have. But whoever defines the divine as illness, well, you do. I do. Whenever I am sick and I say, oh gosh, I'm sick, then I am saying that the divine in me is sick. But I'm not saying the divine in me is sick because I'm not saying the divine in me is sick. Yes, that's what we are saying. It is not true, as any illness is not true. It is an illusion, but it is what we believe. It is what we have confidence. You and I have confidence in what we see, unfortunately. When we see illness, we believe that that illness is and does exist and is something that has to be fought. And when we see health, we say how wonderful that health is. But if we could have our thought on health at all times, our belief on health, whenever we sleep, whenever we dream, day or night, our dream catcher would be catching whatever our dream is all about. And so perhaps our greatest, most wonderful, most exciting activity in life could be, should be, and might be, being a dreamer and dream beautiful dreams. And let your dream catcher, which is the divine in you, bring forth these dreams of reality that you have for yourself, that I have for myself, and know that my attitude, my dream, my desire, my attitude is what brings all my dreams out into my life. And how great that is. But I have to take charge. Oh yeah, it'd be fun just to drop it in the lap of the divine, but what are we dropping in the lap of the divine? That we are whole and perfect, or we would like to be whole and perfect, or that we are not whole and perfect? What are we dropping into the lap of the divine? What are we letting go and letting God? Oh, if you let go and let God, it should be very good. No, because we're learning more and more every day that you are God. I am God. And so when I let go and let God, I'm letting go and letting me. Now, who am I? Am I the pure white driven snow? Am I the beautiful? Am I the wonderful? Is every thought I think a beautiful thought? Is every thought I hold in my consciousness a thought that I'd like to tell my mother about? Is that something? Think about it. Think about it. Yes? You can have anything you want. You can have a Pollyanna world in which all you do is say things. Or you can have a real world in which all exists now in perfect divine order, and it's good and very good. What kind of world do I want? Well, Stefan, I want a world that is my reality, that is my wholeness, that is my perfection, that is who I am now. And that's the kind of world I have. That's the kind of world I am. How do I respond? What's my attitude about anything that happens in my world? Does my attitude change from moment to moment? One moment I think things are good, and the next moment I think they're not good. What's my attitude? That's the big word, the big A. And that attitude is what makes the difference in my life. That attitude determines what my dream catchers are going to catch. That attitude determines what the divine in me is going to reveal in my world. The divine can reveal my perfection, my divinity, my reality, but only when I define it as good and very good. Or when I define it as not good, then that's the reality that I experience. Well, Herb, you can't have two realities. Reality also is an illusion. Which illusion do you want? Which illusion do I want? Do I want the illusion of unhappiness or happiness? If I want the illusion of happiness, that's where my thought must be. That's where my belief must be. That's where my desire must be. That's where my experience must be. That's where I must be. And it's my choice today to be there. Come join me. It's a wonderful place to be. It's a wonderful place to be. And that's where I am. And that's where you are, because you're my creation. And I love you. I love you. I love you.